Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Liverpool win 4-0. Errol, initial thoughts, how are you feeling after that?
You missed it, Meg, mate. I mean, you called it, we sat here. I asked you as soon as I come into the studio today, what's your score prediction? And you said it with your chest, and you stuck by it the whole way through. And the lads delivered, to be fair. Again, I still don't think we got out, maybe in this. No, we probably didn't. We probably went down a gear, even if anything, after that Van Dijk goal. It was just like, right, we can literally take the foot off the gas now. The game's done. We've got, you know, bigger fish to fry in the next couple of weeks. Let's just kind of conserve some of our energy. But the fact that, you know, you was able to call it, again, I think it just screams at the confidence that as fans we've got at the moment and what this team's ability and able to do. And then also, obviously, the squad that Klopp put out today, that starting 11, I think it gave us that added confidence to say, yeah, he means business. We've gone pretty much full strength. You know, we've been dying to see that midfield combination and how well it can wear together. Yeah, I think at times, again, it just shows that they're a little bit rusty. They haven't got that. They're not like just all on the same wavelength at the moment. Some passes, maybe a little bit of sloppy moments, but we didn't get complacent. We've made that mistake a couple of times so far this season where we go 2-0 up 100%. And then we kind of take the foot off the gas too early and we don't manage the game. Today was effective. It was ruthless. And to be honest with you, mate, we didn't really get out of second gear for large parts.
They put in cruise control. Like I say, Southampton had more than enough chances. Alisson Becker had to make a couple of good saves as well. Let's talk about the players we mentioned before the game then, about players coming in and out. I suppose the first place to start, and by the way, for those watching out on the final word show, head over later. Sorry, stay on our YouTube channel after this. We've got your player rating, so if you're on the social media, go and get your thoughts into the tweets and Facebook posts. Errol will be reading all those out. I will be over at the board a little bit later on doing the player rating show. I'll need your help, so get in the comments on for that. They're both on YouTube, and then after that, streaming live over on Red Men Plus will be our instant match reaction. If you head over there in between shows, use the code INSTANT as you sign up, INSTANT. You won't be charged for the month, you'll get it free, so you'll be able to watch the final word for that. You'll be able to watch the instant match reaction for that, the final word on Monday, and everything we do for the whole month, including instant match reactions. I know you guys love them. All every game in December you'll pretty much get by using that code. So do go and do that. So we'll be going in depth in all the players recently on that show, Errol. But let's start with Jota then. When we signed Diogo Jota, he's very much a fourth choice. Yeah. We've had debates. I was saying before, I'm pro Jota, you're pro Bobby, but there's no animosity. They're both very good. We love them both. Again, we've seen Bobby Firmino score a hat-trick of tap-ins against Watford. Yeah. We've seen Diogo Jota score two today. Could have had a third.
Should have.
A tiny slice of luck. Yeah. What I would say is that, I suppose when you're playing up front with this Liverpool team and those wingers and those fullbacks, if you can just get yourself in a good position in the middle of the goal, you've got a very, very good chance. We've seen Bobby do it against Watford, like I say, now we've seen Jota do it again. We're going to need him because obviously Bobby's out injured for a while. Well, the good for Jota to have a rest in midweek, come back and go get back with a bang with another goal.
Yeah, with the two goals, mate. And I think that's he's proved that he can do it in and around the box. You always fancy him. He's probably the most instinctive striker that we've probably got on our roster. He can do it with his head as well. He can get ahead of goals. You know, he's got a little bit of everything about him. The only thing, as I say, he'll probably be kicking himself for is he should have had a hat-trick today. He had the most opportunities out of those forward three. I think he ended up with about seven chances before he got took off. So he probably could have done a little bit better. I just really enjoy when he's on, you're almost guaranteeing between him and Salah, there's definitely a goal.
Yeah.
On that pitch, you know, sometimes we've been guilty of going games, and you know, sometimes when you do use Firmino in there, if he's having to do all the hard work and putting on all the hard yards and knit everything, you're kind of overly reliant on expecting the goals to come down at right hand side or to come from Salah. I know Mane does contribute and he is in form at the moment, as you said, you read out before. three of the four top scorers of the league so far this season are wearing a red shirt. So I know all of us are pretty much in form.
Yeah.
But Jota is the one for me where you can just say his goals per minute when he's on the pitch, you can almost guarantee that he's going to get, when he gets the chances, he pops up in the right areas to bury them. I was very impressed with him today, mate. I thought he was just clinical and just added to that ruthless nature that we seem to have kind of adopted again.
Yeah, for sure. Really, you mentioned there, by the way, and I think I'm going to bring it up on the screen here then. So Mo Salah, 11 goals in the Premier League, yeah, with 8 assists, by the way, which is absolutely
ridiculous.
Out of this world good. Ridiculous. Diogo Jota, 7-1, so 7 goals, 1 assist. Jamie Vardy, 7-1, and Sadio Mane, 7-1. So like you say, basically we've got the first top goal scorer and two of the joint second ones as well. And then Bobby Firmino's not that much further down on this list as well. He's got 4-1, and bear in mind he's injured.
Yeah.
We're cooking on gas. I'm going to go to the Premier League table now just to show you that as well. Look at this. By the way, just before, Liverpool are averaging 3 goals a game in the Premier League.
Yeah.
13 games played, 39 goals, 11 goals conceded. That means a goal difference of plus 28. We are on 28 points, just 1 point behind Chelsea on 29. They play Man United tomorrow. Man City have West Ham. They are in third and fourth places, respectively. Like, there are chances, both of those two teams. Drop points, there's chances they don't. Who knows? They're both two.
We've done our job.
The two excellent sides, but all Liverpool have done, Liverpool have put down the marker. Here's what we've done. We've snotted the team 4-0. We've improved our goal difference. We've closed the gap to you, Chelsea. We've extended the gap over you, Manchester City. Oh, well, we've leapfrogged you. You guys, pressure's on you. We'll sit back and watch.
Over to you, yeah. Put your feet up on the Sunday, have a roast and just watch. See how it all unfolds. I mean, I think it just goes to show how massively impacted we was when our defence went out the window last season. Because you just think automatically, your defenders are out. You think, oh, you're going to start chipping more goals, you might start losing games, all of that. But that period where we was threadbare in defence was probably the toughest period and our most barren period in front of goal. We couldn't buy a goal at times. The fact that he's been able to get the most important player back fit, getting a consistent run of games, the fact that he's been able to bring in other players in and around that to fill out that defence and give us the foundations to play our game on, the goals are coming from all over the pitch again, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
We are absolutely lethal at the moment. We're creating from open play. We're creating from set pieces. We're doing things again. That this is like 17, 18 Liverpool in terms of the numbers and the games that we're playing. I don't think it's as rock and roll, but the outcomes and the scorelines are almost identical in the way we're just swatting teams away and we're just giving them some heavy scorelines and sending them back on the road. It's like abuse. You know what I mean? At this rate. And we are taking the piss, but what we really need to do now is marry this, I'd say 17, 18 goal scoring with our 18-19 defence.
And I'm brought up on the screen here. So everyone who scored the goal for Liverpool so far this season, so in all comps this is Mo Salah 17, Sadio Mane 9, Jota 8, Bobby 6, Taki 4, Keita and Origi 3, Hendo 2, Thiago 2, and then Fabinho, Trent, Van Dijk and Jones have all got one goal each. You mentioned it before. I always thought the front three are prolific, and Jith are in the live show comments. One of our club legends says, you know, it's terrifying how we might have just have a 20 league goal player in addition to the other 220 league goal players in Mane and Salah, and we have. But I thought it was a great point there. Goals are being spread around. Thiago's got a couple of games now. There's Van Dijk getting his first of the season. We've got Henderson, got a couple. Origi's got a couple off the bench or starting in the League Cup. Four, and then obviously Keita with his three. Again, Fabinho's even got his. The goals are being spread around. We look just like, and we don't even have to play that well.
Yeah.
I've always thought in the past, like, we'd win those 4 and 5s against Arsenal and we were just fucking out of this world good. Like, Liverpool have got more gears to go. We weren't amazing today. The stats show, like, actually, we had 20 shots and only 6 of those went on target, and of those 4 were goals. But of those 20, I reckon 2 or 3 should have been on target. That's there was a couple of good blocks and stuff.
And there was ones that didn't even get turn into a shot because the pass just wasn't right. But the chance in itself, XG would have probably said you should be scoring from that position.
Exactly. I thought that's the encouraging thing. Like, Liverpool just won 4-0 against a half decent team, and there's gears to go. And like I say, we're going to do loads more on the next couple of shows. But before we head over to those, Errol, I just wanted your opinion on Thiago's game. We're going to speak about it more, obviously, but I think up and down is fair to say. A couple of bad moments, a couple of really good moments. I think it's unlucky that his goal was deflected because it was probably going in anyway.
Yeah.
But up and down,
it for me in that respect, I think it just shows you exactly what we can expect from Thiago. And I think it gives Klopp a very good picture of the type of player that he is.
Yeah.
And what do I need to get out of you for this Liverpool squad? Because I could do it. Don't really need the goals, but if you're going to be able to chip in, and when you probably haven't got a sweet striker of the ball in the rest of that midfield. I know the Ox can hit them, but he levers them. Do you know what I mean? Henderson.
He likes the RKL.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But the way he's got all of the technique, he's just got pure tech is to be able to hit the ball and finesse it in any of the top bins or bottom bins that he needs to. I think he's probably just seen in his game, though, the little things that I think if I could, we could do without you doing that. And if you can cut those out of your games, for our squad, you'll be more rounded. If you can move the ball a second or two a little bit quicker, you'd be better. Yep. So I think he's probably got a very good... I know he's getting a bit more run of games and stuff now, but I think he's at a point now where Klopp can actually think, right, how am I going to get the best out of you moving forward? And you've shown me a very good, I'd say, acid test of these are the elements that I like. They're the things that concern me. If we can work on cutting those out, then all the things that I like and your talent on top of that will mean we have got a very, very robust and solid midfield option for
100%, 100%. Like I say, guys, then keep an eye on the YouTube channel because Errol, in about 10, 15 minutes time, will be reading out your reaction. So if you haven't already, get over to at the Red Men TV on Twitter, get over on the Facebook page. We'll give your comments or in the live chat of that show as well if you're one of our YouTube members. I will then be back with the play rating show. Again, I'm going to guess that there are going to be quite a lot of high numbers, but I will need your help in the chat on there. And then obviously streaming live on Red Men Plus, our streaming service. It's essentially Netflix for Liverpool fans. If you think of it that way, I don't have to spend 100 words trying to explain it. It's Liverpool, it's Netflix for Liverpool fans. Streaming live will be instant match reaction. I can't wait to talk about Andy Robertson. I can't wait to talk about Jota and loads more who I thought were absolutely fabulous today for the Reds. If you are not one of our... excuse me, if you're not one of our Redmen TV subscribers, our Redmen Plus subscribers, head over to the RedmenTV.com now. Enter the code INSTANT, INSTANT, as you sign up. You will not be charged for a month. And you'll get to watch that show live straight away. And if you can't and you've got stuff to do and stuff, don't worry, it'll be there forever. And not only do you have to, you can you watch it, every single show that we make on the platform is also available in podcast form, so you can watch them in your house in the morning of an evening, you can listen to them on your commute or if you're trying to skive off work, watch them on your dinner break. We've got you covered, watching, listening. You get all of your Red Men goodness on that show, and I'm sure you will love it. Errol, absolute pleasure, another win for the Reds. Me and you in attendance. Thanks very much for everyone who joined us on the watch along. It was an absolute pleasure. Keep an eye out again, head over to the YouTube channel, head over to Red Men Plus, stick with us for the next hour or two. We've got you absolutely covered. Until then, we'll see you all soon. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.